From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schertz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you this week?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Had a very nice trip to North Dakota this past week for the 10th anniversary of the big flood they had there in 1997 and met some very nice people and heard some really interesting stories. Anyway, you left us with a challenge last week that was not an April Fool's joke, as opposed to the one the week before.
The week before, yeah.
Yeah, but it was still interesting. Remind us what it was.
Yes, I said, take the phrase saturated fat. It contains the letter pair AT three times. Think of another familiar two-word phrase containing the letter pair SE three times. Drop the SEs every time they appear. The remaining letters in order, reading left to right, will name part of a car. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the phrase is horse sense. Drop the SEs and you get horn.
Wow. We had over 700 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Diane Miller from Appomattox, Virginia. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do in Appomattox?
I'm a retired accountant.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Actually, this one came very quickly because I got sense. I thought, well, sense has two S-E's, and I tried to think of some combinations with sense, and horse sense came pretty quickly.
Oh, good logic. How long have you been playing puzzle?
Well, I don't always send an entry, but I've been listening at least 10 years.
Good for you. Well, you know what happens now, right?
Yes.
Yes. And are you ready to play?
Ready as I'll ever be, I guess.
Okay. We'll meet Diane. Let's play.
All right, Diane, this puzzle sounds a little more complicated than it is. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, take the last two letters, reverse them, then think of a word starting with these two letters that can follow mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said flat, you would take the last two letters, A-T, reverse them to make T-A, and then say tax, as in flat tax.
Okay.
Number one, and your answers here are three letters long. First one is Fabergé.
Fabergé.
Fabergé blank.
Egg is all I can come up with.
That's it. Fabergé, famous Fabergé eggs, is right. Number two is Martial, M-A-R-T-I-A-L.
Law.
Martial law is right. Carrot.
Top.
Carrot top is right. Now your next answers are four letters long, and the first one of these is mad, M-A-D.
Mad dog.
Has to start with D-A.
And it has to relate to the first word, Will?
Yeah, complete a familiar phrase, mad blank. Something you might do if you're in a hurry. Something you might
dash.
Make.
Dash.
Mad dash is right. Daytime. This is an award that Susan Lucci won.
Emmy.
Daytime Emmy is right. Liquid.
Diet.
Liquid diet is right. Honor.
Roll.
Honor roll is good. Glow. G-L-O-W.
Worm.
Glowworm. That was fast. Now, your next answers are all five letters long, and the first one is scrap, S-C-R-A-P.
Paper.
Scrap paper is right. Hot, H-O-T.
Hot toddy?
That's right. Also hot topic. I would have taken either one. How about blood?
Donor.
Blood donor is right. Detroit.
Tigers.
This Detroit Tiger is right. Air, A-I-R.
Air.
Something you would shoot with.
Rifle.
Air rifle is right. Now your next answers are six letters long. The first one of these is human.
Human. Nature.
Human nature, good. How about cedar? C-E-D-A-R.
Rapids?
Cedar Rapids, uh-huh. Wonton. W-O-N-T-O-N.
Wonton soup, but that's not six letters.
Right, it has to start with N-O. Something
noodle.
That might... Wonton noodles, right? Arctic.
Circle.
Arctic Circle, gasoline.
Engine.
So, and gasoline engine is right. And your last ones have 7 or more letters. And your first one of these is civil, C-I-V-I-L.
Liberty.
Uh-huh. Heart, H-E-A-R-T.
Trouble.
Heart trouble or heart transplant, either one. And your last one is Eleanor.
Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt is correct.
Diane. All of them. You are definitely are a wonderful puzzle player, and for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Diane, what member station do you listen to?
WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia.
Diane Miller from Appomattox, Virginia. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Will, something for everyone to work on for the next week.
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Smat Reed of Missoula, Montana, and he's the co-author of the book Rub Origami on creating rubber band sculptures. So, name something commonly found in an office, 2 words, 5 letters in the first word, 4 letters in the last, and both words are the last names of famous singers. Who are they? So again, name something commonly found in an office, 2 words, 5, 4, both words are the last names of famous singers. What's the phrase and who are the singers?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.